Mark Myers of Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. He's here to talk about the week-ending report on what's going on with the markets and the earnings reports. Some of them have been pretty good, Mark.
Yeah, they have been quite good. As a matter of fact, the market has shown that the market keeps reaching all-time new highs. We saw the S&P 500 gain for the sixth time yesterday in the last seven sessions. The Dow was up 95 points, and the S&P 500 was up 5.6. And that was mainly because of the earnings reports. They've come in very nicely. We heard from Twitter a little bit last night. They said they expect their IPO to come out around November 6th, and the talk is on the price of that IPO is somewhere around $17 to $20 a share, but we still have a lot of time to wait and see what the exact price will be. Now, on the economic front, we got durable good orders numbers this morning. They were a lot better than expected on the surface. Everyone expected durable good orders to rise 2.5%, and they actually came in at 3.7%. But if you actually backed out defense, and it was mainly due to Boeing's orders of aircraft, they had aircraft orders that were up 57% from the previous year. If you backed that out, durable good orders were actually down about 1%. So it wasn't that great a report when you dig down into it. Now, we heard from several different companies this morning on earnings. We'll start off with Procter & Gamble, the maker of Pampers and Tide detergent. They reported earnings of $1.05 a share that matched Wall Street estimates, and revenue was slightly above estimates. And we heard from UPS, their stock is up this morning, as they reported third quarter profit of $1.16 a share, which beat estimates by a penny, with revenues essentially in line, and UPS saw an increase in business from e-commerce as well as strong European export growth. And we heard from Newell Rubbermaid, the maker of household products, earned 52 cents a share for the third quarter. That beat estimates by 3 cents a share. And a lot of people are paying their homes because Sherwin-Williams reported quarterly profit of $2.68 a share. That was 4 cents above estimates, with revenue beating consensus as well. And Microsoft stock is up 5% this morning. They reported a profit of 62 cents for the quarter, and that was 8 cents above estimates, with revenue coming in above forecast as well. And DuPont, look for that stock to be up this morning, as the company said it will spin off its performance chemicals unit into a separately publicly traded company. And Amazon stock, that stock is up strongly this morning, as the online retail giant reported a third quarter loss of 9 cents a share, which matched estimates. However, its revenue came in above estimates. Its revenue was up 24% for the quarter, and the company gave indications that it would have a strong holiday season performance. Now, this stock, Amazon, in the last 5 years, that stock is up 578%. We also heard from Decker Outdoors, the footwear maker. They reported earnings of 95 cents a share, which was 23% above estimates, and revenue beat analyst expectations as well, and they gave an upbeat outlook for the full year. And we heard from Netgear. They reported earnings that matched Wall Street estimates of 58 cents a share in profit, but the maker of networking gear gave a fourth quarter revenue outlook that was below analyst expectations, and that stock is down 5%. And Eastman Chemical, that stock is down 3% this morning, as they reported earnings of $1.68 a share for the third quarter, which was 4 cents above estimates as sales grew. However, the chemical maker also lowered its full-year forecast because of headwinds in several of its businesses. Now, as far as the market go this morning, it does look like it's a very, very flat open. I mean, this market is just, it's teetering between opening up 1 point or down 1 point. But these earnings so far, they're looking pretty good, so wouldn't be surprised if we moved up throughout the day.
Market may be doing what we're doing, just trying to catch our breath at the end of the week.
Exactly. It kind of makes us nervous to see it rise so fast for so long.
I know. Mark, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right. Mark Myers, take care too to you, Mark. We appreciate you joining us. They're located at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can call Mark at 479-782-2527. You could also email him, and he'd really like to hear from you that way, because that's the way he can communicate back and forth with you easily. And you do that by going to mmyers@sternag.com.